Welcome to Live with Passion and the teachings of Father Cedric Pazegna. This program is designed to help deepen your relationship with God and empower you to live with greater passion. We invite you to log on to www.frcedric.org for more inspiration. That's www.frcedric.org. May the Holy Spirit touch you as you listen now.
A reading from the Book of Wisdom. I prayed and prudence was given to me. I pleaded and the spirit of wisdom came to me. I preferred her to scepter and throne and deemed riches as nothing in comparison with her. Nor did I liken any priceless gem to her, because all gold in view of her is like a little sand. And before her, silver is to be accounted as mud. Beyond health and beauty, I loved her, and I chose to have her rather than light, because the splendor of her never yields to sleep. Yet all good things came together to me in her company, and countless riches in her hands. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I want you to imagine if God appeared to you with a question and he said to you, ask of me anything that you want and I'll give it to you. Can you imagine God coming to you and asking you that question? Well, it actually happened in the Bible. God came to King Solomon. And he said, Solomon, just ask me and I'll give you anything. So if you had a choice, if God appeared to you and asked you that question, what would you ask God for? Perhaps you'd ask God, Lord, let me, I think a lot of people do this, Lord, let me win the lottery. Or God, I want my health back. Or God, please bless my relationships. Or God, give me a long life on the earth. So if you had one thing that you would pray for, what would it be? Well, as I said, Solomon was asked that question, and he said, God, give me wisdom. An amazing answer. He could have had anything, you know, health or beauty or money or riches or great relationships. He said, give me wisdom, Lord. We've all heard that story from the Bible. And you know what the scripture says? God said to Solomon, Solomon, because you didn't ask me for a long life, because you didn't ask me for money or the life of your enemies, but because you asked for wisdom, not only am I going to give you wisdom like nobody has ever had before you, but I'm also going to give you long life, riches, the life of your enemies, and I'm going to bless you abundantly. And that's exactly what happens from wisdom. Wisdom is a gift from God. And with wisdom comes riches and honor and wealth and grace. And I have to impress upon you the fact that it is a gift. It's to be prayed for. This prayer that I just read to you from the Book of Wisdom attributed to Solomon, of course it wasn't Solomon that wrote that because it was written long after King Solomon, but it was attributed to Solomon, his prayer for wisdom. This prayer is for all of us, to pray for wisdom so that God will anoint us with understanding, with grace, and fill us with the Holy Spirit. So wisdom is a gift from God. You've probably heard about the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. There's understanding, counsel, knowledge, piety, the fear of the Lord, fortitude, and wisdom. So it's a gift, it's infused, but it's also learned. Wisdom is something that we learn as we journey through life. So we pray for that gift of wisdom, and that's the goal of this talk is for you to be imbued with wisdom. I want everybody that's watching this program to know the way of the Lord and to receive the Holy Spirit. So, what is wisdom? Let me talk about that. Of course, we've all heard the saying. We all know what the word is. But really, in my mind, wisdom is common sense. It's something that you get from your experiences. As you journey through life, you learn, you grow, hopefully in wisdom. Your life experiences teach you things. You get understanding. One definition said that it's following the right course of action based on your past experiences and your learning. In other words, wisdom is a way of life. It teaches you the way to walk, to make good decisions. And a definition that I really love, I heard this before, and it's one that I hold on to. Get this. Wisdom is when you do today what you're going to be happy with tomorrow. Did you hear that? Wisdom is when you do today what you're going to be happy with tomorrow. Because, folks, tomorrow always comes. Later always comes. And I'll talk to you about that in just a minute. I had some sayings that I came up with. We've all heard these. I call them wisdom sayings. And we've all heard these sayings before, but I just wanted to share a few of them with you. For example, two heads are better than one. And an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. The early bird gets the worm. I always tell people to come to Mass very early and they hear me speak. You get the worm because you're the early bird. A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Haste makes waste. A stitch in time saves nine. And a project once started is half done. I came up with all kinds of wisdom sayings that I had heard in my life. I just shared with you about six or seven of them. But there's multitudes of them. And they're all packed with understanding and wisdom. So we've heard these before, and you know, as we journey through life, we come to understand that wisdom is there. So again, I want to go back to that definition about wisdom, that wisdom is when you do today what you're going to be happy with tomorrow. That's basic wisdom, because as I said, remember, later always comes. Tomorrow always comes. Today was yesterday's tomorrow. It's always later. Later is always right around the corner. And you have to prepare for, you have to anticipate tomorrow. That's wisdom. And you live today the way that you can best prepare for your tomorrow. For example, I prepared for this talk. I didn't just get up here. I knew that tomorrow, which is today, I was going to be having this talk. So I worked on it. You know, it's good to just get up there and, you know, allow the Holy Spirit or rely on the Holy Spirit to help you. That's great and everything. But I trust when I'm prepared. You don't just trust and get up there and nothing's going to happen. You prepare and then you trust. You don't worry about tomorrow, but you prepare for tomorrow. That's wisdom. And that's why people go to school. You know, whether it be high school or college or whatever it is, they prepare for their tomorrow, for their job, for their future employment, hopefully. They prepare by getting educated, by going to school, by working hard. And I'll tell you, most employers, if they look at two people, they're going to choose the person that went to school because they know about determination, they know about diligence, they know about discipline, they know about working. And the fact that you have a degree shows your employer that you can do things, you've prepared. So it's really important to prepare. I play golf, for example, and you know, one of the things I do right when I get to the golf course is I practice. You know, I'll hit balls, I'll get to the putting green, you know, hit some putts. And the reason why I do that is because I'm about to just go out and play. And when I go out and play, I want to be ready, I want to be prepared. So remember, later always comes. You got to do now what's going to work later, what will prepare you for later. That's wisdom. I was preaching in New Orleans a while back, and I got all dressed up in my shorts and my t-shirt, and the pastor saw me. He goes, "Where are you going?" I go, "I'm going to work out. You know, I like to go to the health club and work out on the elliptical and do some weights and sit-ups and everything." And when he saw me, he said, "Well," he said, "that's wise of you to do that." And it's exactly right. It's wisdom to work out, because when you work out, what you're doing is you're preparing yourself for tomorrow. You're going to be healthy. You're going to feel good. You feel good today, but also especially tomorrow. I love it when I work out. I hate working out. And that's the thing. You know, when you do something today, it's not always something that you like to do. You can't procrastinate. You can't be lazy. You have to be disciplined and determined. And then when tomorrow comes, it's so much better. So I want to contrast wisdom with foolishness. And these are really two basic lifestyles. Many people live a life of foolishness, and what's that? That's procrastination, it's laziness, It's the opposite of discipline. It's just kind of sitting around. You have no goals. See, for example, it's not wise to drink or party when you have an important meeting the next morning. And it's not wise to shop or gamble when you're barely making ends meet right now and you're spending even more money. Remember what I said, you've got to do today what you're going to be happy with tomorrow. And spending a lot of money today, the bills are always going to come. So you've got to be prepared for that. You've got to be ready for that. And then, of course, it's not wisdom to eat ice cream when the doctor tells you that you got high cholesterol. So, you know, remember, the test is always going to come. Tomorrow's always going to come. So you've got to do today what you're going to be happy with tomorrow. So it enters, wisdom enters into our life in every arena of life, your health, your businesses, finances, your spirituality. Wisdom really is a way of living. It's a lifestyle. It's the opposite of foolishness. You know, when you're a wise person, you're not living like a fool. And I'll tell you, multitudes of people are living foolish, broken, unprosperous lives. You know, while I spoke that word prosperous, you know, a lot of people are all afraid of this prosperity gospel. There's no such thing as a prosperity gospel. You can prosper, however, as you keep the ways of God. What are the ways of God? Diligence, determination, discipline, prudence, courage, fortitude, you know, asking God's blessings upon your life. Now, with God's favor and wisdom and determination and discipline and doing what you need to do today to prepare for tomorrow, then prosperity comes, along with some other factors like obedience and faithfulness and giving. And there's a whole number of ingredients that all come together that makes a person's life prosperous. So really, what I'm talking about here today, when I talk about wisdom, I'm talking about a lifestyle. And please get that. You don't just be determined a little bit, or you don't just get up early one day out of seven. You don't just add a little bit of discipline to your life and study once in a while. Really, it's a lifestyle. Now, lifestyle is an over and over again continuous action that you do. It becomes a habit. It's a lifestyle. And when we talk about wisdom, it's a lifestyle of discipline and determination and diligence and truth and prudence, responsibility. You take responsibility for your life. Persistence, moderation, virtue, temperance. You know, these are all beautiful things. Moses in the desert, he prayed to God. He said, Lord, show me your way. He wanted to see what God was like. And God revealed, God manifested his presence to Moses. It was very beautiful. Remember, he hid Moses, and Moses got to see the backside of God because nobody could see his face. But besides the actual presence of God, God's way is the way of wisdom. You want to know what God is like? When you pray, God, you know, your will be done. God's ways are determination and diligence and discipline and prudence and fortitude, and all these beautiful virtues. This is the way that God is. This is what wisdom has taught me. God is the absolute opposite of foolishness. And there's so many people, as I said before, living in the world today, unbelieving, some who are believing, and they're living lives of foolishness. And, you know, they're making bad choices. And the culmination of all these bad choices is a life of ruin. And eventually it's going to be a life that's going to be lost. But you're not that way, I believe. That's why you're tuning in to Live with Passion. Because you want a life of passion. You want a life that is successful. You want a life that is abundant. And you want a life that bears fruit. And that's the ways of wisdom. That's the ways of God. So this is what Solomon prayed for. Now, what would you pray for? You know, like I said, would you pray for money so that you could spend it on yourself, or for health, or for beauty? And notice what it said in the prayer. When Solomon prayed for wisdom, he said that he loved wisdom. Get this. He loved wisdom more than health or beauty or power or light. In other words, you know, you really have to have a desire. You know what the beginning of wisdom is? This comes right from the book of wisdom. I hope you'll read that book. It was a book that was crucial in changing my life. The beginning of wisdom, get this, the desire to learn. I underline that word desire. Everybody has a hunger. Everybody has a thirst. Everybody has a craving for something. You know, we're made for more. Of course, we're made for God. Our hearts are restless until they rest in God. But Solomon, the prayer of that prayer for wisdom, if it was Solomon, in the Book of Wisdom, it says that the beginning of wisdom, how do you get wisdom? It's a desire to learn. And I love that. That's how you get wisdom. You learn, you grow, you follow that desire for more. Not in a foolish way, but in a godly way, in a wise way. So you have to understand that wisdom is desire. So what I want you to get in touch with, you know, when it comes, don't ever lose your quest for learning. You know, we're all on a quest. We're all on a journey. Get in touch with your hunger and your thirst and let it guide you. It's kind of like a rudder on a ship. And it can guide you to eternal life. It can guide you to prosperity here on earth. It can guide you to abundance on earth. That desire for more, that desire, that quest, that thrust, if you will, within you for more. And we all have it. So get in touch with it. That's the beginning of wisdom. But not just get in touch with it. Let it guide you. Let it thrust you toward more. Instead of living a life that's full of procrastination or laziness or gluttony and all those other things, you know, when you just kind of sit around and watch everybody else. No, you become a person of discipline, and you can do it. Like I said, it's a gift. God will help you, but you got to cooperate. I mean, you got to make some good, what I call wisdom choices. That's the opposite of foolish choices, wisdom choices. And in the Bible, in the scriptures, all over the place, we have what's called the wisdom literature. Proverbs, the Book of Wisdom, Sirach, Ecclesiastes. And one of the verses, I love it, wisdom actually shouts out and it says, come to me. Wisdom on the streets, it says. Wisdom lives everywhere and shouts out, come to me, you simple ones, and learn. Pay attention to my teaching. In other words, we all have a basic choice in life between foolishness and wisdom. And wisdom shouts out, pay attention, and you will have a life full of abundance, full of grace, full of prosperity. And I love what it says in the wisdom literature. Whatever you do, get wisdom. And this is one of the first things that I learned, because it leads to honor, riches, life. And as I said, whatever you do, get wisdom. The reading tells us that wisdom is an attribute. It's a virtue. It's more than common sense, though. It's more than a philosophy. It's more than a virtue. It's more than just being God's way. So I have to tell you, wisdom is something very beautiful that will guide your life. Like I said, it's like a rudder on a ship. If you will, it's kind of like the steering wheel on your car that it will control your life. Wisdom will take over. Or foolishness will take over. Whatever you choose, you're the one who has the decision in this. So wisdom, really, you have to understand this. What's God like? Wisdom, virtue, discipline, determination, diligence. That's the way God is. But I want to impress upon you the fact that wisdom in this reading, as we heard, as beautiful as all that is, it's more than just a virtue. Wisdom is more than just an attribute. It's more than just a philosophy. And it's even more than just God's ways. Well, what is wisdom? Well, it tells us in the reading that we just read from the Book of Wisdom, I prayed and wisdom came to me. You see, wisdom is more than just a virtue that you can get to help you to live well and to make good decisions, as beautiful as that is. Wisdom, please get this, is a living spirit. Wisdom is alive. Of course, wisdom is the attribute of the Spirit of God, the primary, I believe, attribute, along with love. Wisdom is a way of being. It's a way of living on earth. But it's a living spirit. You have to understand this, because this changed my life. Solomon prayed, and the spirit of wisdom came to him. And it's the same way. Jesus said, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? So in other words, how do you get wisdom? Well, I told you the beginning of wisdom is a desire. You get in touch with your desire for more, your craving, your thirst for more, and then you pray. There's no other way to get wisdom. It's a gift. You can learn, you can be educated, you can grow. Certainly, that's part of wisdom too. But primarily, the wisdom that I'm talking about, the supernatural, superabundant, grace-filled love of God, it's a gift. And more than a gift, it's the gift not only from God, it's the gift of God. I hope you get that. It's the gift of God to yourself. You've tuned into this program. Some of you are just flipping through and you found it. But a lot of you have been watching my programs for a while now, Live with Passion. And you tuned in because you want wisdom. You want deeper knowledge. You want more understanding. Well, wisdom is the gift of God, but it's the gift from God, but it's the gift of God. And that's what I want you to not only understand, but I want you to receive. That's what I'm really hoping for in this program, that you will get in touch with your desire, get in touch with your quest for living. And no matter how old you are, you could be 80 years old. You're never too old to have wisdom. And maybe you've made some bad choices in your life, and you've lived foolishly. And right now you're just kind of flipping around looking for something. Even if you've made foolish choices, you can change. And you can make wise choices and wisdom choices, and God will turn your life around. A series of wrong choices get you into a mess. For example, debt. You know, you just keep gambling and spending too much and making bad choices. So you get into debt. You're not going to get out of debt overnight. You've got to start making a series of wise choices. And then as you do, over time, it won't happen overnight, your life will turn around. And it's the same with education. You know, it's the same with following God and having a spirituality. Maybe you've made some bad choices. Well, wisdom comes to help you to make good choices. That's so important. And nobody can do that but yourself. The Spirit will inspire you to make good choices, but you're the one that has to make them and follow through. So as I said, what we're talking about here when we talk about wisdom, what Solomon pleaded for, what he asked for more than anything else, and what he got was the Spirit of the living God. And this is the way God is. Wisdom and diligence and prudence. I can't say it enough, these virtues. Because I really, to be honest with you, I didn't have these things when I was 18, 19 years old. Yeah, I was educated. I was starting to go to college and things like that. But I was living a foolish life. And when the Spirit of wisdom came to me, because I had the desire for wisdom, I had the desire to learn, I had the desire to grow, the Spirit of wisdom came to me. Wow, my life was revolutionized. And I came to understand that God has a way to him. And the way of God is not foolishness. The way of God is wisdom. And I started living like that, and my life changed. Didn't happen overnight, but it was revolutionized. And now I look at where I'm at today and all the things that I'm doing today, and it's all because of the way, the lifestyle, the attributes of the Holy Spirit. So one of the first things that the Holy Spirit taught me about was the way of God, the way of wisdom. And it's a way available to everybody. As I said in the Bible, wisdom cries out, come to me, learn from me, pay attention to me, and your life will be blessed. You'll have a lifestyle of abundance, and you will find riches and honor and happiness. So Solomon loved her more than health or beauty. What are the things that people grasp for in life? Don't we all grasp for health? We want to be healthy. We want to be beautiful. We want money. We want power. We want success. Of course, all those things. And most people grab for them in foolish ways, or they just have this hope. Well, as the scripture says, when wisdom came, all those things came besides. But you got to love the Spirit of God more than the things in the world. Because if you love the things in the world, and they're all good, what will happen is you'll never find the secret behind it all. And the secret behind it all, of course, is the Spirit of the living God. And I really want to impress upon you that the Spirit is so valuable. Now, this is the second thing that I was taught. The first, from the Spirit of God, is the ways of God. And the ways of God are wisdom and virtue and beautiful. And the second thing that the Spirit impressed upon me was the difference between the transient nature of the world, transient means passing, fading, lasts just a little while, and eternal riches. And this is the way of wisdom too. There's a big difference between things that are fading and things that last. And so we're talking about here, when we talk about the Holy Spirit or the Spirit of wisdom, we're talking about true riches. You know, there's riches in the world that can make you happy, and they're good things, and God will bless you with some good things. But they're going to fade. Don't put your stock in that. Let's turn to that, because this is something I really learned. As Solomon prayed, he loved her more than health or beauty, silver or gold, power or light.
We believe you enjoyed Father Cedric's teaching. It is our heartfelt hope that these programs will intensify your relationship with God, and you will sense a new surge of strength in your life. Father Cedric has many resources, audio CDs, DVDs of his television programs, as well as several books to help you in your spiritual journey. Please log on to www.frcedric.org or call 321-474-0997. That's www.frcedric.org. Don't just live, live with passion.